Me no know you play piano that good.
Oh, of course.
Oh, do me a favor. Look, me found terrific song. It's all about food. Yeah, would you play piano and me sing it? Here, your song. Yeah. No, wait, not like that. Here, like paper say, okay? Real jumpy.
Ah, very good.
It's all about food.
I will count the notes. 88 wonderful piano notes. Sing it, Cookie Monster.
Okay. If we knew you were coming, we'd have baked the cake.
One cake.
Bake the cake.
Two cakes.
Bake the cake.
Three cakes.
If we knew you were coming, we'd have baked the cake.
Four cakes.
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?
Three, how'd you do?
If you dropped me a letter, me would hire a band.
One band.
Hire a band.
Two bands.
Hire a band.
Three bands.
If you dropped me a letter, me'd hire a band.
Four bands.
And spread the welcome mat for you.
Thank you very much.
Now me don't know where you came from.
Over there.
And me don't know where you've been.
I've been counting.
But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your bladder and dig, dig, dig right in.
Three digs.
If me knew you were coming, me'd have baked the cake.
One cake.
Bake the cake.
Two cakes.
Bake the cake.
Three
cakes. If me knew you were coming, me'd have baked the cake.
Four cakes.
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?
Three more how'd you do?
Now me don't know where you come from.
I told you over there.
And me don't know where you've been.
Counting, of course.
But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your bladder and dig, dig, dig right in.
Three wonderful digs.
If me knew you were coming, me'd have baked the cake. Bake the cake.
That's two cakes.
Bake the cake.
That's three.
If we knew you were coming, me to bake the cake.
Four.
How'd you do? How'd you do? How'd you do?
Yeah. Three more. How'd you
how'd
do?
How'd you do? How'd
that's
you do?
Nine.
How'd you do?
That's 12. How'd you do?
How'd you do?
That's 13. 14.
How'd you do?
15. How'd you do?
Oh, you terrific piano player.
Oh, thank you very much.
Me so good, me deserve cookie. I rum down, yum, yum,
a little
yum,
dinner
yum,
music.
Yum, 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 yum.
Good afternoon, everybody. Speaking here at the delightfully air-conditioned Bob and Ray Gourmet Club in New York. Just a few moments, the sandwich of the honored guest will be borne down the center aisle atop a purple pillow with fringe and opened.
Quite a few celebrities are gathered here today. If we had more time, we would mention some of them, but I see the trumpeters sounding the fanfare, which means that the sandwich has arrived.
That is the official sandwich tattoo, which means that the sandwich has arrived on the premises and is about to be borne down the center aisle atop the purple pillow with fringe.
Our lovely assistant Elaine is handing us the sandwich now, and we're tearing open the envelope which bears the name of the sandwich owner.
And who is it, Harry?
It is the sandwich of television and radio performer Edward R. Murrow. Now, the ceremony of opening the wrapper.
It was wrapped in waxed paper, thin-gauge waxed paper, arrived in a brown paper bag, and it's white bread. The crusts have not been removed. I repeat, the crusts have not been removed.
Crusts are on, but the sandwich has been cut diagonally from one corner to the other, and the filling is raspberry jam and peanut butter.
Well, certainly a delightful sandwich causes quite a conversation here amongst all the honored sandwich guests.
Note is a note with it, Harry. It says the sandwich was produced with the assistance of Fred W. Friendly.
Might point out, unfortunately, though, that some of the grape jelly has seeped into the bread, which is something that we sandwich folks try to guard against.
Congratulations, Mr. Morrow. Thanks for playing our radio game, Sandwich Surprise.
Lately I've been off my nut. I keep hearing nothing but, yes, we have no bananas. I would like to find that guy who composed this lullaby. Yes, we have no bananas. I wish that I could go to a cabaret or show where someone wouldn't come along and sing this doggone song. I've got the yes, we have no banana blues. I've got the blues, and when I hear it, oh, how I fear it. come in. Banana, banana, I wish I could break up a million piano's. Day by day, week by week, if yes, we have no banana. Every time that week meets week, if yes, we got an old banana. B-A-N-A-N-A, yes, no, take them away, I got the, yes, we have no banana blue today. Caprica and apples are good to eat. Potatoes and tomatoes can be beet. Onions, carpaccios, peaches and plums. I could stand for any kind of fruit that comes. Yesterday somebody kept asking me, say, what's the vegetable that starts with P? I gave it up and I asked him to tell. When he said bananas, I just had to yell.
ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you ripe when you don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a bit.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing the homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew, you can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle, put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Change this life I lead. Well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden, be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Just an honest bowl of red, that's what the cowboy said. Don't give me no beans, 'cause that would be obscene. And put some peppers in the pot, 'cause I like my chili hot. And if I wake up dead, it's just an honest bowl of red. Now the cowboy came from Austin with a dip and star to boot. When he came across his cowgirl who was really kind of cute, when she asked him the woods that day, he turned to her and said, well, all I came to Texas for is an honest bowl of red. Just an honest bowl of red, that's what the cowboy said. Don't give me no beans, 'cause that would be obscene. And put some peppers in the pot, 'cause I like my chili hot. And if I wake up dead, it's just an honest bowl of red.
Here comes a cowgirl.
When he asked her for a hand that day, she turned to him and said, well, all I came to Texas for was an honest bowl of red.
Just an honest bowl of red, that's what the cowboy said. Don't give me no beans, 'cause that would be obscene. And put some peppers in the pot, 'cause I like my chili hot. And if I wake up dead, it's just an honest bowl of red.
Till he tangled with a yellow dog and set off three alarms. Well, he killed a case of Lone Star and it snowed till someone said, well, all I came to Texas for is an honest bowl of red. Just an honest bowl of red. That's what the cowboy said. Don't give me no beans, 'cause that would be obscene. And put some peppers in the pot, 'cause I like my chili hot. And if I wake up dead, it's just an honest bowl of red. Just an honest bowl of red. That's what the cowboy said. Don't give me no beans, 'cause that would be obscene. And put some peppers in the pot, 'cause I like my chili hot.
Away your aches and pains. You just gotta know which way to go. Now this lady's fixing folks like you and me. A stew could make a blind man start to see. This ain't no hoax or magic cure, just lots of herbs so fine and pure. A special secret family recipe. Ah! So come and get yourself a helping of that gumbo from the pot. It's good for all that ails you, and it's sure to hit the spot. It's full of all them secret things you'll only find in New Orleans. So hurry up and get it while it's high. Well, the people travel here from near and far. Some in old steamboats or motor cars. They're flocking here from all around just to eat the gumbo down while Grandpa sits and plays his old guitar. Walked a gentleman of fame.
Hello.
Professor Elemental was his name. He said,
hello, my lovely dear. I've come to taste your gumbo here.
And after that, he never was the same.
Oh, good Lord.
So come and get yourself a helping of that gumbo from the pot. It's good for all that ails you, and it's sure to hit the spot. It's full of all them secret things you'll only find.
By a bite like this, my insides were ignited and fried to a crisp. Like the kiss of a stranger arrived on my lips. I started jiving my thighs to my hip. I feel 10 years younger, this incredible tipple gave me x-ray vision and an extra nipple. So come wear some, though, fun to make your tongue glow. Something funny for your tummy, loads of lovely gumbo.
Get yourself a helping of that gumbo from the pot. It's good for all that ails you, and it's sure to hit the spot.
Oh, yeah.
It's full of all the secret things you'll only find in New Orleans. So hurry up and get it while it's high.
I mean, it is boiling.
It's full of all the secret things you'll only find in New Orleans. So hurry up and get it while it's high. Girl, there is some mighty fine gumbo right there.
Now, is there any more? Oh, I think this is, it's enabled me to fly, and I can see through walls, but I don't feel terribly well. Oh dear.
I hate soup. I hate soup. You just never know the things that could go in soup. I hate soup. I hate soup. You just never see the things that could be in soup. When I was a kid, my older sister babysat for me, and for dinner made up a can of noodle soup. But she couldn't make me eat it, 'cause the parsley looked like fruit flies, so she broke a yardstick over my head. I hate soup. I hate soup. You just don't know all the things that could fall in soup. Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote a Russian novel called A Day in the Life of Ivan Dasanovich. Ivan was eating some soup when he scooped an eyeball onto his spoon and couldn't remember reading it in the ingredients on the can. Oh, I hate soup. I hate soup. It scares me to death. What's holding its breath in soup? Soup. Soup.
The stuffed eggs are of simplicity themselves to prepare. First, we hard boil 6 eggs. Choose the 6 eggs. If you have any doubts about their freshness, slip them into a bowl of water. A fresh egg will sink and a stale one will rise. Slip the eggs into boiling water and then lower the temperature and let the eggs simmer just under the boiling point for 30 minutes. Then rinse them in cold water, peel them, and then we can proceed. Now, split the eggs lengthwise and remove the yolks. I then mash the yolks with 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon of mustard. When this is smooth, I mix in 4 tablespoons of finely chopped cooked ham, 1 tablespoon of minced gherkins, and 1 teaspoon of spice salt. I then mound the filling into the whites and garnish them with paprika and little diamonds of ham. These look beautiful surrounding the mushrooms. The colors, as well as the flavors, provide an interesting set of contrasts. I like to serve a medium white wine with these. A Chenin Blanc is lovely, or a Fumée Blanc. I always chill it for several hours, and it fairly sparkles on the tongue with the appetizers.
Stand in line. fatback and corn liquor.
Give me that good old corn liquor and fatback on the side. Yeah, there's a little joint around the corner where the good and the bad folks meet. Just show your card and check your hat and walk in and plant your big flat feet. You can wine and dine and put your mind on a thick round juicy steak. But daddy, if you want to hop and grease your chops and make your palate shake, you got to have
fat back and corn liquor. Fat back and corn liquor.
Give me that good old strong corn liquor and fat back on the side. Yeah.
Fat back and corn liquor. Fat back and corn liquor.
Give me that good old corn liquor and fat back on the side. Yeah. When you get the mind to feed your sack, that fat and corn will move you, Jack. If you want that chick to stay close to you, pick up, daddy. Feed her what I tell you to. You know what that is?
Fat back and corn liquor. Fat back and corn liquor.
Give me that good old strong corn liquor and fat back on the side.
Fat back and corn liquor. Fat back and corn liquor.
Give me that good old strong corn liquor and fat back on the side. Yeah, if you got a good chick, try to keep her tight. If she wanna cut loose on Saturday night, if you can't keep her home on ham and greens, cut her a chunk from where the hog ain't lean. You know where that is.
Fat back and corn liquor. Fat back and corn liquor.
I gotta have my corn liquor and fat back on the side. Uh-huh.
Fat back and corn liquor. Fat back and corn liquor.
Give me that good old strong corn liquor and fat back on the side.
Stop my way through the farmer's plan.
Now what you say?
Big beet and potato salad.
Now what you say?
Well, surely I drive me mad. When I get in that mood now, I said, all I want is my soul food.
Now what you say?
Ham hocks and lima beans.
Now what you say?
I said, I got to put me on the scene.
Now what you say?
Fried chicken, black-eyed peas and rice.
Now what you say?
Oh, will the put me in paradise. Oh, when I get in that mood now, I say, all I want is my soul food. You can have your filet mignon, and I don't want your egg bouillon. All I want instead is some neck bones, greens, and a cornbread.
Now what you say?
Choco barbecue and candy hams.
Now what you say?
I tell you, it's the best in all the land.
Now what you say?
The chitlins and collard greens.
Now what you say?
Well, put me on the seat. When I get in that mood, yeah, I said, all I want is my soul food. Yeah, 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 yeah. And cook her like my mother.
Now what you say?
Taco barbecue and candy ham.
Now what you say?
It is the best in all the land.
Now what you say?
Chitlins and collard greens.
Now what you say?
Just got to make me hold a beam. When I get in that mood, I wanna say now, all I want is my soul food. Yeah, baby, all I want is my soul food.
Sing a song of ecology.
Be
Big Mac come from the Big Mac tree.
Nature's ways are a mystery.
Big Mac come from the Big Mac tree.
When McDonald's planned a farm down Bolivia way, they started clearing the rainforest 1,000 acres a day. Pasture land where the Big Mac cow could graze and take steroid and live the life of the Riley cow till they get destroyed. And when they chop down the Big Mac tree and then chop up the Big Mac Guernsey, they turn the jungle into a beef patty. So the Big Mac come from the Big Mac tree. Then they ship Big Mac to the Golden Arch before it decompose, where it's served by the giant labor force wearing those funny clothes. Okay job for the girls and boys up the high school age, but end of line for the underclass at the minimum wage. Oh, the Big Mac come from the Big Mac tree, turn into jobs up in New Jersey for teenager and minority. Oh, the Big Mac come from the Big Mac tree. Now, the people sit down to eat Big Mac at the shopping mall, and everybody's a massive dose of the cholesterol. In your blood, Big Mac congeal into deadly black. One day a greaseball jam your valve. What's a Big Mac attack? Oh, oh, oh. The Big Mac come from the Big Mac tree. Turn into tapped up in New Jersey.
Walk at the corner.
And then it clog up your artery. Oh, the Big Mac come from the Big Mac. Big Mac come from the Big Mac. Big Mac come from the Big Mac tree. The Big Mac come from the Big Mac. Big Mac come from the Big Mac. Big Mac come from the Big Mac tree.
Time for lunch and I am hungry. To eat something good, I'm ready. Perfect time to eat lasagna. So why not go to a restaurant and order my favorite pasta? I can't wait till I will taste it. Mr. Waiter, please, how much do I have to wait until I get my lasagna? I hope that you didn't forget to put the sauce, otherwise I'll call your boss. Mr. Waiter, please, how much do I have to wait until I get my lasagna? I hope that you didn't forget to put the sauce, otherwise I'll call your boss.
I did at this recess. I got pegged in the head by a big red ball and stung in my head hung. Back to class with a bloody nose, and soon it was lunchtime. Mom said I should ask about how poor kids could get fed. So I got a book of tickets and a schedule, and it read Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes and burritos in a bag. Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week. All the kids would line up super early just to eat. Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes and burritos in a bag. Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week. We always get my salad and a side of cold green tea. Hooray for pizza day, hooray for pizza day. I miss pizza day, the best day of the week. Shimmy, shimmy, rock it, pick it up. Jack, jack, jack it. Uh-huh. Slippy, 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 slippy. Well, here we go again. Well, I remember my first day in junior high. I had hairspray in my hair and my pants were way too tight. And new waivers and the rockers and the preps would all be in their places on the front lawn or the steps. I hung out with some punker kids who used to make me laugh.
Oi.
Got thrown in the dumpster by some rich kids near the cap. As time went on, we figured out it was totally uncool to eat the welfare lunch provided by the school. So in poser punker fashion, we just mooched off all the kids and lived off eating candy bars and bags of nacho chips. Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes and burritos. Concentrate on anything but reruns. I wish I had some more stability, and I wish I had somebody making lunch for me. I guess I miss the simple things in life. The thought of pizza day, I thought it's stupid then, but I wish it had been now. I miss my Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes, the burritos in a bag. Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week. It always came with salad and a side of cold green beans. Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes, the burritos in a bag. Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week. It always came with salad and a side of cold green beans. Hooray for pizza day, hooray for pizza day, hooray for pizza day, hooray for pizza day. I miss pizza day.
Best day of the week, says Michael Jackson of Encino, California. He's eating pizza with the kids.
Way up in the snow where the scrub oaks grow and the conies and the pikers play. Where the marmots abound, all are digging in the ground and the wind blows cold all day. There's a little pile of stones on a little pile of bones. That's what the archaeologists say. But the folks in Lake City, well, they sing a different ditty. It'd like to make your hair turn gray. Now it's kinda hard to find, but it'll altercate your mind if you happen to go the right way. You take Slumgullion Pass and don't stop for no gas until you get yourself to Al's Cafe. It was a genuine original, highly pathological, finger-licking digital cafe. Was Al Packard legendary coronary fast food cannibal bar and buffet. Some dark night you're gonna see a weird light up on Cannibal Plateau, they say. It's a scrub oak fire like a funeral pyre. Old Packard's been a-cookin' all day. But when the coyotes howl and the cougars on the prowl, he ain't looking for your customary prey. Now they're waiting for bones in the pile of hot stones at old Al Packard's Cafe. Old Al Packard was a real bone cracker, got lost in a blizzard one day. When the boys went to get him, old Al just hit him and he buried all the bones in the clay. Now you know them fellas wasn't toasted marshmallows. fellas and they didn't fall asleep in the hay. But it had been a hard winter, so we had them all for dinner and they didn't find their boots until May. Well, the folks in Lake City showed very little pity, so they sentenced him to hang next day. But before they could noose him, old Al got loose and he's a-looking for you today. Pile of stones on a little pile of bones, that's what the archaeologists say. But the folks in Lake City, well, they sing a different ditty, it'd like to make your hair turn gray. Now it's kind of hard to find, but it'll altercate your mind if you happen to go the right way. You take Slum Gullion Pass and don't stop for no gas until you get yourself to Al's Cafe. Was a genuine, original, highly pathological, finger-licking digital cafe. It was Al Packer's legendary culinary fast food cannibal bar and buffet. Some dark night you're gonna see a weird light up on Cannibal Plateau, they say. It's a scrub oak fire like a funeral pyre, and old Packer's been a-cooking all day. And when the coyotes howl and the cougars on the prowl, they ain't looking for your customary prey. Now they're waiting for bones in a pile of hot stones at old Al Packer's Cafe.
Good evening, my friends. It's, 44 degrees at 4:14 on a Saturday, which means it's time to eat, right? Hi, I'm KBC. This is the Bit Slap, and this is our annual Thanksgiving warm-up dinner. So pull up a plate, grab a chair, a couple of forks if you need them, and let's just go. We started up top with the Muppets, Count and Cookie, of course, and that was, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. And I knew you were coming, so I've been cooking all week. We heard from Bob and Ray's Gourmet Club, the sandwich ceremony there, which is very important. Yes, yes, we have no bananas with Belle Baker from the olden days. Banana, banana. From King Kurt, and I threw those in there both for scale, okay, just so you know. We heard from Guy Clark, that was Homegrown Tomatoes, a favorite of everyone's. The National Chili Anthem was Isaac Peyton's Sweat. Everybody wants an honest bowl of red, am I right? Yes. The Gumbo Song, that was The Cog is Dead, featuring Professor Elemental, okay. Haywood Banks, Soup, I hate soup. I don't mind it as long as it's not in my lap. We heard from Vincent Price about how to make some Viennese stuffed eggs, otherwise known as deviled eggs, right? Am I not mistaken? Frog legs? That was Lloyd Price. Let's see, Louis Jordan. Fatback and corn liquor. Good combination anywhere you get it. The Mighty Cravers. And that was from 1963. Soul food. The Big Mac tree, which I understand actually does exist in someone's imagination. That was George Forster, okay? And then Lucinio himself, the lasagna song. Lucinio doesn't come out in public very often, so we're honored to have him today. Let's see, we heard from the Aquabats. That was Pizza Day, best day of the week, obviously, and C.W. McCall, Al Packer's Cafe, the Cannibal Song. Okay, so, tell you what we got to do. We got to pull up a chair and continue to stuff ourselves. I'm going to start with, I'm going to start with whatever's closest to me, okay? And I urge you to do the same. Meanwhile, before I get started, I do have some bad news. We have to have a word from our sponsor.
Well, what'll it be today?
I don't know. What kind of sandwiches have you got?
Let's see. We got bologna. We have grilled cheese and bacon, Swiss cheese on rye, liverwurst, and sardines.
Sardines, sardines. Hey, that sounds good. Have you got those good, firm, meaty sardines?
Oh, you mean the ones caught and canned in Maine?
Yeah.
The only kind we use. Makes a sardine sandwich worth eating.
Yeah, I sure hate them when they're all bread.
Most of our customers say our sardine sandwiches are the best in town.
Oh, no, they're not.
Huh?
My wife's are. She uses Maine sardines, too.
My children are hungry, and my dog needs a bone.
I ain't got a job now, so I'm just driving home. An hour after sundown, and much to my delight, there's 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight.
Well, there's 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight. If I can run them over, everything will be all right. We'll have some possum gravy or water on the side. There's 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight.
Don't have to kill no chickens, don't have to open no cans. Just a little bit closer and I'll have him in my hands. I think the time has come now to go up and in the bright. There's 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight.
Well, there's 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight. If I can run him over, everything will be all right. We'll have some possum gravy, oh, what a wonderful sight. There's 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight. If I can run him over, everything will be all right. We'll have some possum gravy, oh, what a wonderful sight. There's 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight. If I can run him over, everything will be all right. We'll have some possum gravy, oh, what a wonderful sight. There's 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight. Well, there's 5 pounds of possum in my headlights tonight.
Well, I used to be a connoisseur, but this recession's made me poor, so I got to tote my lunch in an old brown bag. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly got to be a bore, so I made it down to the convenience store to see what I could put in my old lunch sack. And I went right up to that chubby clerk and said, I might sound like a jerk, but what do you got in this joint that tastes real good? He said that everything tastes real great because I flavor it with monosodium glutamate. And if I might be so bold, look at this Twiggy, it's 10 years old. Yeah, choosing what's best is hard to tell, so here's a list of everything we sell. Well, we got Cheetos, Fritos, Doritos, Ho-Hos, Cheez-Its, Dream Whip, Yip-Yip, Nougalos, Cuckoos, Fruit Loops, Jibberoos, Oreos, Boom Boom, Yum Yum, Sloppy Joe's, Spaghettios, Cheese Nips, Tidbits, Cheese Whiz, Flingers, Ready Whip, Flaky Flicks, Cheez-Its, Zingers, Cracker Jacks, Dick Sacks, Apple Jacks, Snack-a-Max, Ding Dong.
Yes, I think I have the general idea. I'll just have a look around.
Womp Pop, Shippy Pop, Snowball, Sizzy Q, Pop Rocks, Flip Floss, Small Balls, Baby Ruth, Bubble Yum, Honey Muzz, Black House, Captain Crunch, Scooter Pies, Pork Rings, Fiddle Faddle, Bunch of Lunch, Drumsticks, Tricks, Kicks, Daddy Crunch, Dream Whips, Flip Flops, Sizzy Pop, Mr. Nibs, Chippin' Nibs, Frank and Berries, Crunch Berries, Cool Pops, Sugar Spending, Good Money, Good Money, Good Money, Good.
Really, I
shake and make tasty cake, high hoes, noodle, runny coffee, make crazy cakes, cold cola, rice, runny dip, soodle, cup of noodle, double bowl, gooner, pretty peanut, green banana, green, big hunk, chewy, loose, juicy bees, wobble, green, couple gold, miller, rolls, cheese rolls, corn girls, apples, apples, tootsie rolls, red balls, corn dogs, double heads, peas, that's crazy cows, bow wow, sugar beans, gluten, grains, corn, Doritos, 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 hoes, yes, cream, yep, yep, noodle, gumbo, soda, stick, oil, Oreos, boom, boom, yum, yum, sloppy, spaghetti,
Down in Venezuela there's a spider that crawls through the jungle where the forest rain falls, and it's the biggest spider in all the world. It's black and it's hairy, about as big as your foot, with 1-inch fangs. It would bite you if it could, and believe it or not, it's the favorite food of the natives. They catch it and they cook it and they eat it with delight. They snack on the legs and the thorax at night, and after savoring every bite, they use a fang for a toothpick. National Geographic sent some writers to the scene to get a taste of this strange cuisine. They said it was deliciously in between shrimp and lobster. Now I bet you anything some businessman will come up with a brilliant plan to open up across the land. Giant black spider restaurants, where waiters will be wearing spider hats, and spiders will be slaughtered and cooked in deep fat, and served with French fried jungle flies that taste like chicken. And they'll go and tear the rainforest down to catch every spider that can be found, and turn them into ground round spider burgers. And they'll put out ads where nothing's said, just Michael Jordan popping his head through a great big giant spider web, eating a tarantula sandwich. And they'll fry them and you'll buy them and you'll eat them with a grin. Spider juice will dribble down your chin, and when you're finished you'll go back again for more greasy fried giant spiders. Down in Venezuela where the jungle winds blow, a sleepy giant spider in his spider bungalow doesn't care, 'cause he doesn't know he'll soon be someone's dinner.
Nobody likes me, everybody hates me, just because I eat worms. Short, fat, hairy ones, long, tall, skinny ones, see how the little ones squirm. Bite all their heads off, suck all the juice out, throw the empty skins away. Nobody likes me, everybody hates me, 'cause I eat worms all day.
Nobody likes us, everybody hates us, just because we eat worms. Short, fat, hairy ones, long, tall, skinny ones, see a little one squirm. Bite all the reds off, suck all the roots out, throw the empty skins away. Nobody likes us, everybody hates us, 'cause we eat worms all day.
What a joke.
Now if you've only listened to what you speak about, I'm going for to tell you how to make that sauerkraut. The croat is not made of liver, as everyone supposes, but of that little plant what they call the cabbage roses. Sauerkraut is bully, I told you it is fine. Methinks me ought to know 'em, for me eats them all the time. The cabbages are growing so nice as it can be. Me take them out and cut them up, the bigger as a pea. Me put them in the barrel and me stamp them with me feet, and me stamp for to make them nice and sweet. Sauerkraut is bully, I told you it is fine. Me thinks me ought to know 'em, for me eats them all the time. Me put in plenty of salt so nice, don't put in no snuff, nor any cayenne pepper or any of that stuff. Me put him in the cellar till she begins to smell, so help me twice, me think it nice, the Dutchman like it well. Sauerkraut is bully, I told you it is fine. He thinks me ought to know him, for me eats them all the time. Now when the sauerkraut begins to smell, and it can't smell no smeller, me take him from the barrel that's way down in the cellar. Me put him in the kettle till she begins to bile, so help me, you can smell around for 40,000 mile. Sauerkraut is bully, I told you it is fine. Me thinks me ought to know him, for me eats them all the time.
And welcome back to Stick It In Your Kitchen. Today I just have one question for you.
Do you want a taco?
Tacos and one Diet Coke.
How many tacos?
That would be 4,000.
4,000 tacos and
one
Diet Coke.
Yes, sir.
Tortilla, give me that quesadilla. Well, it's time for me to have a quesadilla again. You can feel that stuff with steak or chicken. All you need is a tortilla and some cheese, yeah. And you know it's gonna feel good. Hey, yeah, yeah. Oh, give me that quesadilla. Oh, why don't you give it to me? All you need is some cheese and a tortilla. Give me that quesadilla. Woo! Give me that quesadilla. Oh, you know it can feed ya. I want to have you to make me a quesadilla. All I know is that quesadillas, they rock. You can also put in the salsa or guacamole. Oh, yeah, it is really good to eat. It's a flowery, cheesy, yummy treat. Oh, give me that quesadilla. Oh, why don't you give it to me? All I really need is a tortilla for a quesadilla. Give me that quesadilla, and you know it'll feed ya. Oh, give me that quesadilla. Quesadilla, 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 yeah. Quesadilla, 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 yeah, buddy. Give me that quesadilla, please. I can make it, but I'm just lazy. I just want you to make it for me.
All right. One, two, three, four. Well, it's all you kids out there that hate your mom and pop forcing you to eat everything that's on your dinner plate every night. Yeah, when I was a little kid, see, I never liked to eat. And mama'd put things on my plate and I'd dump them on her feet. But then one day she made this soup, I ate it all in bed. I asked her what she put in it and, well, this is what she said. Oh, chicken lips and lizard hips and alligator eyes. Yeah, monkey legs and buzzard eggs and salamander thighs. There are rabbit ears and camel rears and tasty toenail pies. Stir them all together and it's Mama's soup surprise. beside the sink. I said, I'm feeling slightly ill and I think I'd like a drink. Mama said, I just the thing, I'll get it in a wink. It's full of lots of protein and vitamins, I think. It was chicken lips and lizard hips and alligator eyes. Yeah, monkey legs and buzzard eggs and salamander thighs. Her rabbit ears and camel rears and tasty toenail pies. Stir them all together, it's Mama's soup surprise.
When we were young, Bernie's deli was down the block. He made a great liver pate. But if there's one thing in this world that I like better than a corned beef on rye, it's chicken pot pie. Chicken pot
pie every night.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, something come over me and I stole that gin that day. But when it comes to trial, boys, this is what I'll say. Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. It's driving me so crazy I might kill everyone I see. You better not cross me, you better just let me be. That Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. I had me a pretty wife and three adorable kids, but I didn't have no job or work, I'd really hit the skid. Well, dealing dope was my only hope to feed my family, but naturally I got busted and they threw away the key. I should have said, Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. It's driving me so crazy I might kill everyone I see. You better not cross me, you better just let me be. That Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. Danny White, the cop that busted me. He shot Moscone and Harvey Milk, but soon he will be free. Oh, I wish I'd had his lawyers when I was up for trial. I'd have stood right up square-shouldered and told him with a smile. Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. It's driving me so crazy I might kill everyone I see. You better not cross me, you better just let me be. That Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me. It's driving me so crazy I might kill everyone I see. You better not cross me, you better just let me be. That Twinkie insanity has got a hold on me.
before we return to Act 11 of 18 Raincoats for Frederick Bellwax, our cheese theater drama for this week, let's take time out for today's exciting recipe prepared by our staff of expert home economists.
This evening's preparation is a taste-tempting dish popular among servicemen during World Wars I, II, and the late lamented police action in Korea. The gloriously delicious creamed chipped beef on toast. Now an enchanting addition to the recipe book of any modern young homemaker. First, we take this fascinating piece of mouth-wateringly nutritious toast. Exceedingly glamorous in soft tan pastel tones streaked with burnt black and bordered on all four sides by delicate flavor-encasing crust. We place it on the specially constructed sanitary board, being cautious not to let any of the dainty crumbs fall from the security of their natural home. Next, we add a liberal quantity of marvelous dried beef, shipped to just the proper lovely consistency that makes it subtly inviting to even the most finicky of eaters. We're careful, of course, to even the chipped beef accurately on the tantalizing toast, so as to ready it for our last ingredient, which is, to be sure, this magnificent, thick, icky white stuff, which we mulch around in the beef until the desired texture is achieved. Then, for an extra treat, as we do to all of our weekly preparations, we top everything off with a charming maraschino cherry and a viscous glob of warm cream with a gooey green thing in it. And it's ready to eat. Delicious creamed chipped beef on toast, or as it's better known to ex-servicemen, S.O.S., Sergeant O'Leary's Special. Now let's return to the Cheese Theater and the final act of Let No Man Write My Grandmother, with Bruce Danielson as Grace and Eleonora Parnell as the Fire Commissioner.
Morning, all. I'd like to tell you about when I was a young boy. Must have been 3 or 4 months old at the time. I didn't really know what I wanted, and if I did, I wouldn't have been able to tell anybody, because all I could do was gurgle. So I sat there in the high chair, thinking one day, looking at me tray and thinking, what I'd give for a meal on there. So I started looking around to see what I could have. I was rubbing my eggy soldier in my head, trying to think. And then I looked in the corner, and there's a little bread bin with its mouth open, just staring at me like. And then I looked in, and I saw bread. I thought, oh yeah, I'll have toast. A little piece of toast. Well, then I started getting older. I hated this, I hated that. Expensive steak was ludicrous, and cafes couldn't cater for the finer things in life. The upper crust was not for me, I could tell that. So I'd go back home, switch the kitchen light on, put the grill on, slip a slice under, and have toast. A little piece of toast. There's so much to choose from. There's brown bread, white bread, all sorts of wholemeal bread. It comes in funny packages with writing on the side. But it doesn't matter which one you have. It's when you cut the crust off, have it with marmalade or butter, cheese, tomatoes, beans, banana, or chocolate. If you're strange, it doesn't really matter. Oh no, it all goes with toast. And just toast. I'm gonna think about it, so. That's toast. Just toast. down the supermarket with me basket in me, and I'm walking from one counter to another trying to find a bread store, but I can't find it anywhere. And then I bump into a mother with a baby in a basket, and she says,
oh, look, you start him off again. I'll come down and deliver the peace and quiet and get some bread to go home to make toast. Just toast. I like toast.
Yeah, but I don't half like
toast.
Okay, scrape that toast, boys.
That's toast. Yeah, just toast.
I can't think about it anymore. I've got to go and have some. It's no good.
Hey, listen, I'm getting a bit banned off staying in here.
Me too.
Should we go and have some toast?
Good idea.
Why not?
Okay.
I've got the grill on.
Got any brown bread?
Yeah.
I've got wholemeal bread.
Toast.
Wheatmeal bread.
Toast.
Also some toast.
Let's
go.
Get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! Toast! Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again, make toast. Yeah, toast! No! For many years now, I've been a booster for the browning of the bread inside a toaster. If it gets burnt, I just start hollering. Cause don't you know I'm black toast intolerant? Burnt toast! Smoky toast! Oh, oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, que santé, Chevy Corvette. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast! In Chicago or in a square of mine? Yeah, toast! Yeah. Toast.
We built this city. We built this city on sausage. We built this city.
Come on, babe.
We built this city on sausage rolls.
So bad, that.
So I am. My lyrics are epic, aren't they?
Stay in tune.
If you've never had one and don't recognise the taste,
It's a cylindrical bit of pork wrapped in a puff pastry case. Beige baked and golden, holier than grace. Grab it whilst it's piping hot and shove it in your face.
They're party-sized and phenomenal. Listen to your belly grow.
Don't you remember?
We built this city. We built this city on Sausage Rolls. We built this city. We built this city on Sausage Rolls. We built this city. We built this city on Sausage Rolls.
Christenings or birthdays or Uncle Johnny's wake, you'll find me at the buffet. Christmas songs, and what more could she wish for? Yes, mate, the sausage roll sing along. It's not just a meat snack, it's a way of life. Treating your friends and family.
Yes, yes, I do.
Right, no, no, it's a sausage. Posh. It's a sausage.
Posh sausage.
They're party-sized and full-blown. Listen to your belly grow. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on sausage rolls. We built this city. We built this city on sausage rolls. We built this city on sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls, sausage rolls, city.
They're not the
sausage
words.
Roll,
right,
roll,
that's
city.
Not my song. Stop, rocks. Right, security,
roll,
can we stop this, please?
Sausage
right, rock.
Roll,
right,
sausage
no,
roll,
right, sorry. City. Right, right. Headphones off. No, sorry, guys. Let's leave it there, please. Headphones off. Come on, you've done here. Right, end it there. Song's over. Thank you. Thanks, let's go.
All right, that's going to about do it for us. I think I have a bowl full of antacids on the way out. You can grab a few if you need them. Okay, we have Alka-Seltzer too, if that works better. Sometimes it seems to. Anyway, we have another list of stuff. We had the 5 pounds of possum. That was Troublesome Hollow. If you've been there, you know what we're talking about. Recession Menu Mess Call was the Brown Bag Blues Band. Know nothing about them. I think that appeared on a Dr. Demento collection or one of those world's worst records. I don't remember for sure. Giant Spiders? Joe and Sharon Keefe. I think that's a true story. I don't know. I'm not going to check it out. Worm Song? I think I'll go Eat Worms. That was the Yobs. The Yobs were the Boys, a British band in the, I guess, 70s, and they did parodies, which they did under the name of the Yobs. Got it? Let's see. Diane Oxner, Sauerkraut is Bully. I like sauerkraut. I also like kimchi, but it's a little spicy for me, but it's too bad. It's worth it. Pork rinds, my favorite, especially dipped in applesauce. Oh, it's great. That was Zed Never. Let's see, we heard Psycho Stick. Do you want a taco? Or do you want two tacos? Aha, good questions. The Quesadilla Song, our old friend Big E, dude. Can't do a food show without Big E dropping in. Bruce Springsteen himself, yes. Chicken Lips and Lizard Hips. I'm not sure where that came from. Probably, I think it was a charity concert. And I'm not sure if it's available anywhere that I know of. All right, Weird Al. Chicken Pot Pie, that was never released by Weird Al because, you know, he gets his blessings from the artist, the original. And Paul McCartney didn't like it because he was a vegetarian, and I think it's an honest thing, and Al never released it. But there it was. I only found out this morning, too, so you're lucky, and so am I. Chicken Pot Pie, the other Chicken Pot Pie, that was Brother Chunky. Yes, he is Chunky, okay. Twinkie Insanity from Art Peterson. We heard Lulu and the Lovers. Yes, Lulu, you know, like, you know, to Sir and all that stuff. That was Chalk Ice. Okay, we heard Dick Whitting Hill and Bob Arbogast and a recipe review. I think we needed more intelligent recipe reviews. Street Band, that was Toast. And Toast, yeah, Toast! Toast! Oh, yes, from Haywood Banks again himself. My favorite breakfast, toast and butter, bingo. And then, the highlight of the show, that was Lad Baby. We built this city on sausage rolls, and I got to tell you, the video for that is a real hoot. So I'll see if I can put it up there. Otherwise, you can just look it up as it is. We built the city on sausage rolls, and that cheered me up today. Okay, and I hope it did a good job for you. Anyway, speaking of, we got Thanksgiving coming up, and here's a couple of songs to think of the holiday in a more proper perspective. Okay, meanwhile, I hope you have a good week with your friends and family and whoever else comes by. I know my wife and I have delicious plans. Not sure what they are yet. They're not firmed, but we're okay. And so, I don't know. We'll see you next week, okay? Have a good one, and don't forget the antacids.
Thanksgiving Day, November 28, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and passenger pigeons destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through. Thanks for the KKK. For nigger killing lawmen feeding their notches. For decent church going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for kill a queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory AIDS. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache, and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.